Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
From Discovery Plus, this is Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers.
I'm Daylon Spratt.
I'm the Marcus Harvey.
And I'm Juwan Mass.
And if you haven't seen our hit TV show,
what's a hit?
We're paranormal investigators. You see, we love history, we love investigating, and
we love getting scared.
And you see, on this podcast, we look at some of the most infamous creepy tales. Where'd they come from? We'll investigate them, talk to experts, and maybe even channel some spirits.
Man, let's dive into our first episode then. And our first legend,
the mysterious, creepy lady hiding behind your mirror. Ooh.
Bloody Mary.
Bro, listen, I was in the sixth grade when I first learned about Bloody Mary. And I was at this kid named Darren Duckworth's 12th birthday. You see, it was a sleepover party. So we were up hella late. It was a handful of us kids, and one of them had the bright idea for us to do Bloody Mary. You see, I had never really heard of the idea of Bloody Mary or the concept. I didn't know who she was, her history, her origin. All I knew was I'm at a sleepover, and I'm trying to be one of the cool kids. So I decided to volunteer myself up. And mind you, this is Darren's birthday. So they made him go. I looked at his face, and the pure look of fear just overshadowed him, right? We went into the bathroom. We cut off all the lights. And the kids told us to say Bloody Mary 3 times, right?
Right.
So with the lights off, we look into the mirror, and we both start saying at the same time, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary.
Don't say no more.
Say, bro, that third time, man, literally nothing happens. Absolutely nothing happens. Man, we came out the bathroom laughing and telling everybody what we did. But then there was this one kid sitting in the corner of the room just staring at us.
That's not creepy.
Oh, my gosh. It was the creepiest thing ever. He said, you did it wrong. You have to go into the bathroom. You have to throw water on the mirror and turn around as you say her name, Bloody Mary. I'm not gonna lie, I was a little freaked out at this point.
Of course you would.
But y'all know me better than anybody, man.
You push through.
Daylon ain't no punk. We go into the bathroom. We run some water on both of our hands, and we just throw it on the mirror. What's crazy is, to this day, I still remember seeing the water slide down the mirror real slow. Like, it was making everything blurry. That's when I knew I had messed up.
That's where you felt like you had gone too far.
Hey, man,
that
look,
was a sign?
Bro, listen, we cut the lights. We turn around.
Mm-hmm.
Take one spin. Shoo, Bloody Mary. Take another one. Shoo, Bloody Mary. And on that third turn, bro, the word Mary didn't come out of our mouth. All I remember is hearing Darren scream so loud that it scared the crap out of me. I burst out the bathroom door and everybody's face is wide open and their mouths are hanging. I'm like, what are everybody looking at? I turn around and Darren is sitting there holding his mouth and blood is literally running from his hand.
Hell no, bro.
Okay, y'all, it's time for one of my favorite parts of every episode, when we hear scary stories from you, our listeners. Turns out Daylan is not the only one with a Bloody Mary story. Taisha Walker says she was 11 years old when this went down. This story, I'm telling you, it gave me chills. Check it out.
I was at a sleepover. My friends wanted to say it in the mirror. I didn't say it. They said it, and I was in the bathroom with them. We get ready to go to bed, and we're all sleeping in, like, the same space upstairs. My friends fall asleep. I do not fall asleep. As I'm awake, staring at the ceiling, I hear a big stomp, and every couple of seconds, I hear another one, and it sounds like a chain dragging, and it goes all the way up to the top of the steps. Boom, boom, boom. And then I'm like, okay, my head's under the cover. Maybe if I don't look, nothing will happen. It will go away. And then I peek my head out of the cover, and I'm telling you, dead smack in my face was the whitest, most palest face, a woman's face, ugly, that I'd ever seen. Looks like a creepy witch of some sort. The hair is white and it's like flowing all around her face like it's blowing in the wind. And I'm getting chills when I tell this story because I try not to tell it because still to this day, it freaks me out.
Dang, Taish, that's crazy. That's exactly why black folks don't let their kids go everywhere or spend the night. Because you don't even know if they playing doggone Bloody Mary. Y'all ever had it, something like that that you was like, I can't tell nobody because that thing sounds too crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all experience at least probably one of those every investigation.
And that's what happens. It's usually preceded by alcohol, though.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Man, I can't tell nobody about that.
Little inhibitions. I hear that.
Don't tell nobody.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell y'all where one of the mistakes she made, and this is not to victim shame at all, but you know, rule number one is, bro, you got to keep your body underneath the cover.
All parts of your body.
Do not peel that comforter.
Once you break the seal of the protection of the comforter,
The expiration date is
it's over.
It's like that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, this Bloody Mary ain't no joke, bro. Like, I was never a big fan of trying it or even having friends who wanted to try it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank God.
That's fair.
Thank God.
But Taisha, thank you so much for your story. I am really glad that you decided to share it with us. Your vulnerability means everything, and we hope you found some healing, because that Bloody Mary thing, Daylan's still suffering from it from to this day.
We're always looking to hear your scary stories. If you have a creepy experience with an urban legend, email us a voice memo at storiesforghostbrothers@gmail.com. Listen, that's storiesforghostbrothers@gmail.com. Hey, and maybe you'll hear yours on the show. Next up, we're going deep into this whole Bloody Mary thing. Check it out.
Let's get right into it. The legend of Bloody Mary. We've all heard about it as a child. Evidently, some of us have had experiences. You go into the bathroom and you look in the mirror and you're supposed to say the name 3 times. Some say you say it 13 times. And then others say you're supposed to put some water on your hands, throw it on the mirror, and spin around and say it 3 times.
Shoot, some say you need to touch your toes, knees, to elbows.
Cha-cha now, y'all.
Because yeah, that's what it's all about.
All of that. And it's supposed to summon the spirit of this lady they call Bloody Mary. Like, her face is supposed to appear in a mirror. Really? Like, who is she?
A lot of people say that she can come from a lot of different places, man. I know for me personally, I've heard the story of, like, the vanishing hitchhiker, right? So the rumor goes that a couple was driving down a country road and came up on a young lady with her thumb out. I'm talking about the lady was just hitchhiking by herself. Do people still do that? I don't know. Listen, I'm going to tell you why it should have been illegal. Because look, as she's out there with her thumb out, what this couple did, what good holy couples do,
okay,
pulled over.
Good Christian couple.
Let the lady get in the car. And gave her a ride home. But when they get to her house, they turn around from the front seat and they notice that the lady is missing. So they go up to the door of the house that they just got to and they knock on it and they explain to the woman what happened. And the mother that opened the door says, you know what? That has happened a couple of times before.
So not just once.
No.
Oh.
She said, but her daughter, Mary Wells is her name, is actually dead. Rumor has it that the people in her town would summon her spirit by looking in the mirror and saying, I call to you, Mary Wells. I call to you, Mary Wells. I call to you, Mary Wells. And Bloody Mary could also be a witch that was killed during the Salem witch trials, too.
Really easy.
It was either A or B.
Or in between.
Okay.
A and B.
So that's a really good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Because there's also a legend.
What's that?
From Mary the First of England. She was a devout Catholic, but she would kill like religious heathens. I'm talking about people that just weren't following the law of the Lord. If that
she's
makes
like
sense.
A Catholic Dexter.
There it is.
Or but she was a Punisher.
But get this.
She was a Catholic Punisher.
Her nickname, get this, was Bloody Mary for killing several hundred people at the stake. She was burning these folks. Yeah. That could be one theory. You got the hitchhiker.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't really know, but I do know that we've all had experiences, the three of us.
The last time me and Jawan were in the same room doing Bloody Mary, first off, I did not authorize it because it was in my room while we were doing an investigation.
Not to cut you off, Marcus. Go ahead. I just have to say, y'all are too old to be doing Bloody Mary together.
Wow.
First and foremost.
Is this the pot or the kettle?
There has to be a cutoff.
There has to be.
Realistically, it should be 14, but I'm going to give y'all 30.
Wait, that's a very large.
I'm going to give you 30. Oh, well,
you know what?
I'm just trying to say y'all grown asses.
I thought you were going to say 16.
If 30's the cutoff, I made it. Because that was season one of Ghost Brothers.
First season of Ghost Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We're investigating the whole Fitzpatrick Hotel. And we have this like real creepy vanity. And, you know, Jawan's like, yeah, man. Yeah, we should really try out like two.
That is exactly how Jawan
is it?
Yeah, man. Like, yo, we should try out to do like a Bloody Mary, man. Like, you think we should do it? Like, let's do it right now, man. Bloody Mary. I said, yo, what are you doing? Bloody Mary. What are you doing? Bloody Mary, man. Like, what the hell? Bruh, you can't just jump into a Bloody Mary unauthorized. You're not even staying in this room, bruh. You acted weird to me.
Right. Right. You ever doing drive-by Bloody Marys?
He ain't staying in this room.
This was when we first started investigating. I was eager to get activity. And this, like, old vanity.
Yeah.
Like, it was
and
only
you got
right
activity.
We did.
Because later
that
on
means
that
it
night,
was successful.
Later on that night, we're done with the investigation. It's about 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm laying down, sleep. Of course, I'm still nervous. I'm still on edge. I'm like, God, how do you turn off a portal?
Mm-hmm.
I'm Googling.
Mm-hmm. We tried.
I'm Wikipediaing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I even got the Encyclopedia Britannica downstairs.
Yep.
I ordered one.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Amazon moved quick on that. They quick.
In
I said,
part.
God, no. Still could not find the answer. Man, I start drifting off. All of a sudden, I feel three fingers slowly graze my leg.
Yeah.
Wait. Let me rewind, because I wasn't in there. So you and Jawan were in your bedroom.
214.
Mm-hmm. At the Fitzpatrick Hotel.
Fitzpatrick Hotel.
Okay, Jawan then proceeds to do Bloody Mary without your consent in
your room.
Without
my consent.
Okay, so he does this and leaves. Now you're alone in your room that night at 2 a.m. Sleep. And you feel three fingers rub down your leg.
Like that.
Do you feel like it was Bloody Mary that was touching you?
To be totally honest,
yep.
I do think it might have been Bloody Mary for the sheer fact that that's the only person that we called that night.
Ooh.
You feel what I'm saying? So
okay.
It's like, at that throughout that day, we've been doing our investigation, but that was the specific person that you asked for in that room.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the whole, you know, space, the whole hotel, we were doing other investigations. But I'm like, bruh.
But let me tell you what I don't understand or what I'm trying to better understand.
Yeah.
In what scenario would Bloody Mary wait until Jawan left before it got sensual with Marcus?
the night time is the right time.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you feel like it was something about you that she wanted to get more personal
with?
Well,
I mean, you know, Chocolate Brothers is, you know, in style right now. And I got a beard.
But I wonder, could it be something because at that time, you were the only one married?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What if Bloody Mary had an attachment to you and followed you home?
Why would she have an attachment to me?
Would she wait to come out until Juwan left and wait till you was in the bed snuggled up?
Well,
because... Yeah, think about
it. I'm just telling you, I look like a baby seal in the bed sometimes. Be greased. If it's hot, if it's hot...
Looking like a honey-baked ham.
Ooh, look at him. Look at that. It's a specimen. That's what she rubbed her fingers on my leg.
Oh, what's that?
Is that honey drip?
Is that lemon herb?
Is that a lemon pepper? He looked like a lemon pepper dip.
Wet.
What is it? It's ignorant, man. It is ignorant.
Guys, hold on. We got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to have the legendary Chip Coffee. He's a psychic and a medium. You might know him from Travel Channel's Kindred Spirits, but he's going to help make sense of all this Bloody Mary stuff. And he's actually going to share one of his own insane stories of summoning spirits through a mirror. Sit tight, buckle up. You don't want to miss this.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Janice from Warner Brothers Discovery. Spring is officially in bloom here in the Northern Hemisphere, and with a fresh season underway, you might be seeking your own transformation. For some, that means a new approach to weight loss or nutrition. Noom has a unique approach. Noom is tailored to each person's psychology and biology. It's built to meet you where you are because Noom understands that no two people are the same. Noom stands out to me because it offers a holistic approach to well-being. From coaching to recipes, Noom's app provides personalized information to help you on your journey. I also think it's great that Noom doesn't restrict what you can eat and it doesn't shame you for treating yourself, and treat yourself you should. What's more, Noom believes in nourishing rather than restricting. Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods, because this approach is about eating well and treating your body right. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your free trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
To really round out our conversation, I thought we should talk to one of our dear friends who is an expert in the spiritual and paranormal world, psychic and medium, Chip Coffee. Chip, how goes it, man?
I'm good. You three are three of my favorite people in the whole wide world.
Chip, we love you, man. You always are like a ray of sunshine every time we see and talk to you, man.
Thank you.
So, Chip, I know that you got to hear the story that I shared earlier, and I was wondering what you thought about it. Do you have any insight on what the hell I bumped into that night?
You bumped into something spiritual.
Right. Or, yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
One thing definite. Ding, ding, ding.
Right.
Yeah, there was something going on there, and it had to have been pretty scary for a young kid. And we're going in there and we're not going to be shamed into thinking that we're afraid of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it comes back and bites us in the butt. Mm-hmm. I've had it happen too.
Wow. So you've had an experience, right? What happened with you?
Similar. Not exactly a Bloody Mary experience. But when I heard about what we were going to be talking about a little bit, I recounted an experience I had when I was in college. I went to school in a town called Elmira, New York, and the school there is Elmira College, small private school. And while I was in college, I was a townie, so I lived off campus. And we were all very much into, my friends and I were all very much into the paranormal and the spiritual and the supernatural and studying different religions and all this stuff, anything that was kind of out there. So we had heard that there was a thing that you could do where you would take a mirror, kind of like scrying. You would take a mirror and sit in a dark room with a candle in front of you between your face and the mirror and just stare into the mirror, and you would see one of two things. You would see what you looked like in a previous life, or you would see what your face would look like at the time of your death.
Dang.
So those were the things that we were told would happen if we did this. And it was myself and three females in my apartment off campus, sitting in the dark with a candle and a mirror. And we had some weird experiences. I saw my own face looking, well, I'm an old fart now, so.
I mean, that's college, though.
It looked even older than I look now. Whatever I saw in the image that appeared in the mirror looked ancient. And so I'm not sure what that was. The girls had their own experiences, but it was kind of chilling to go through that and see what we saw in the mirror. And one other thing that happened was probably about 1 o'clock in the morning, I drove them back to the dorm. And when we drove back to the dorm, all of a sudden it seemed right around our car, the car we were in, this wind came up, this kind of very heavy wind. And the trees were blowing as we would go down the street just around the car. And as we turned onto the street, I turned onto the street that led down to their dorm entrance. An electric wire from overhead broke off from the adjoining pole and zizzed across the hood of our car, sparking along the hood of the car.
This is when you're dropping them off?
Yes.
Yeah.
Bruh, now listen, dog.
What you...
A lot of crazy things happen like this in college, first off.
Right.
A candle, two ladies, and a young man. I've heard this story many, many times before. Just different outcomes most of the time. That is crazy that the power line would drop on your hood. And you're saying that this is off of, like, you guys doing this ritual type thing?
I think it's very coincidental that it happened within an hour after we did this ritual type of thing.
So let me back up the story a little bit.
Back it up.
So I'm backing on up like a U-Haul truck. But what I was trying to understand is there was two outcomes from you looking in this mirror. You was either going to see yourself, you said, in a past life.
Yeah.
Or you were going to see yourself on your death, like the death moment bed. That you die.
Around the time of your death, yes.
Yeah. You said you look ancient.
I know that, you felt good.
I was like, okay, I'm cool. Okay, I'm cool now. Okay.
All right.
Oh, you living reckless now.
I was hell yeah, because I knew I was going to live to be old and crotchety.
Could you imagine doing that and being like, why am I wearing the same clothes
yeah, that I'm
wearing?
I was about to say, Chip, did you have a... Right.
Chip, is that today?
Chip, did you have a scarf on?
I had a damn good-looking scarf on, I'm sure.
And that's what it started.
I know. Wait a minute. Hold, please. I know the three of you are going to get a candle and a mirror and sit in a dark room and try this, aren't you?
Hell no, Chip.
Well, I mean, there's no bad outcomes for that, right?
Yeah, because what if you look and you see that your death is like
tomorrow.
You look the exact same as you look right now.
You had your clothes laid out. Right. Tomorrow, yeah. Like,
your outfit laid out.
So where that tomorrow?
Like, yeah. So that's like the last day of school? You'd be like, oh, man, I'm going to kill him with this one.
Wow. I don't know if I would do that.
Which one would you want to see more? Your past life or where you were going to be at your death?
You know, I was kind of open to whatever happened. Mm-hmm. And I remember one of the girls saw something that she thought looked like a past life because she had different clothing on, mm-hmm. different hairstyle, and a different look. Mm. When she looked in the mirror, she described what she saw. So evidently she saw a past life. I might have seen a past life too, but I look like myself, only like real, real, real old. Heaven. Even older than I am now, kids.
So, Chip, is this experiment similar to like mirror gazing?
I think it's exactly the same, only with a different intent.
Okay. Would you say Bloody Mary is considered a mirror gazing experiment, or would you say that's the kind of standalone?
There's a lot of things and different ways to actually do the Bloody Mary thing, but I guess the most popular one is look in the mirror and repeat the name. Mm-hmm. I would say probably it's, you know, you're trying to get a result. And so it's the intent that you're putting out there, and the intent is to conjure her up.
Yeah.
Mm. That's real.
Yeah. Have you heard of any experiences where somebody actually experienced the apparition of Bloody Mary, like she coming out of that mirror?
You know, there's all the urban legends and the classic tales that go on surrounding things that have happened to different people. You hear stories about bad outcomes when people do this. And of course, there's been 1,000 different examples of different types of how this whole process works. I've never known of anybody that's actually had a really, really bad experience, like hurt very badly or, God forbid, killed after a Bloody Mary thing.
So let me ask you this, guys. Are we pretty much in agreement that we kind of believe in the Bloody Mary?
Yeah, I would say so, because if I'm not willing to say her name 3 times in a row.
Oh, that's fair. If you're not willing to do that, then subconsciously you must kind of sort of believe.
No, you believe that. Just like when people say they don't believe in ghosts.
I'm not going to poke the bear.
Yeah. Mm.
Here's the truth. We don't know who she is. Right. We don't know what she can do.
Right.
We don't know what abilities or powers she got. I'm not going to test her out.
Right.
I don't want her showing up and doing me any harm, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm old and fragile. Mm-hmm.
You're right about that, because no one has ever just done a study on Bloody. Like, who wants to just, like, scientifically try to prove Bloody Mary to be right, you know?
Yeah, I mean, only because you don't necessarily know if you're going to actually get in contact with her, right?
Yeah.
So you're not playing a numbers game. It's a gamble. So how many times are you really going to stand in front of that mirror?
Ah, but look, that goes back to that original question. You being naive ain't going to be a cape.
Uh-uh.
It's not.
It ain't going to save you.
Mr. Officer, I did not know that I could not take that $22 million.
Right.
That was not my knowledge. That's just me. Let's just call it honor by honor, you know.
Chip, man, it's always a pleasure talking to you, man. Your stories are amazing.
You're the greatest.
Your advice is priceless. We just love you, Chip, man.
Well, I love you guys, too. Anytime I can come and work with you guys is a good day.
Oh, you already know.
Bye, my friends.
Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers is a Discovery Plus podcast. From Discovery Plus, our executive producer is Marissa Lucy. Our show is produced by Neon Hum Media. And at Neon Hum, our executive producer is Jonathan Hirsch. Our lead producer is Joanna Clay. Our associate producers are Chloe Chobel and Evan Jacoby. Our production manager is Samantha Allison. Editorial support from Nick White. Music by Asha Ivanovich. Josh Hahn and Hansdale Sue engineered this episode. And hey, guys, thanks for listening. And don't forget to send us your scary stories.
That's it for Urban Legends with the Ghost Brothers. And we'll scare you next week.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus,
Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.